Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Ben Turney, who's CEO at Kavango. How are you today, Ben?
I'm excellent, thanks, Zach. I'm back in Bulawayo now, and it's beautiful and sunny, and it's good to be away from all that rain in England.
Well, thank you for reminding me of that. But basically, we're speaking in the aftermath of your fundraise, which means that you were quite cashed up before. You're more cashed up now.
Yeah, exactly. So our cash balance was already pretty healthy ahead of this fundraise. But the reason we've gone back to market and back to pure bond is we've had some excellent results in the field in Zimbabwe recently. Our first two exploration holes have returned really significant gold intersections. We're currently drilling at our Nara project, so we wanted to be in a position where we could immediately remobilize the rig back to Hillside, where we've made what we hope will prove to be commercial discoveries, so we can continue drilling. We're also moving into our 5,000 meter diamond drill campaign in the KCB. The next few months, Zach, there's a hell of a lot happening with Kavango.
Right, in terms of Kavango itself, I mean, the cash position is stronger than most of your peers. Most of them are living on bread and water, from what I can see. And is the other differentiator the quality of the assets that you think you've got as well?
Yeah, absolutely, I think it's both. I think the quality of the assets reflects the strength of the financing. We would never have attracted the likes of Pure Bond and the support of the Consagra family if we didn't have genuine shots at building large-scale mines. We have an excellent team as well. We've built a fantastic team over the last few years. We've got great guys on the ground. We've got an excellent board as well, particularly with Peter Winterby and the support that he brings to the company. So I think at all levels, Kavango is fighting fit. And of course, it's not just the finance that we have in place. It's also the access to other finance that we have too. So the Consagras and Pure Bond have very deep pockets. They've talked about their enthusiasm and willingness to back Kavango, and they've followed that up with more meaningful action this week. And one of the things I'd like to highlight, Zach, is we did this raise at no discount. Our share price has performed very strongly recently. We did it at the mid price, which was 1.2 pence, which I hope will lock in those recent gains and give us a platform now to push ahead and head up to 2p and beyond.
The other thing which has been noticeable in the exploration area is that some companies, rather than sort of proving up the asset and then going on to develop it, they've actually put it up for sale. Is that something you would think of as well as a potential scenario?
I've seen a lot of these deals in the market, and I think it's a sign of desperation, to be honest. I think it's hopefully signs of a bottom in the market where companies have been unable to raise money. They're selling their projects at a loss or break even compared to the money that they've put into them. Our long-term strategy will be to sell some of our assets. It depends on which ones and what we decide to bring into production ourselves. But we want to do that from a position of strength. So we want to sell into a strong market with strong assets, not the sort of bargain basement deals that we've seen, unfortunately, across the rest of the market. It's a very, very tough and cruel market out there at the moment, but we are, as a business, in really quite exceptional state and health, and we're looking forward to pushing ahead.
And just finally, obviously, the backdrop at the moment is of decent metals prices, especially gold. I think copper, even tin is gone up. How much of a help is that being for you at the moment?
It couldn't be better. We've got obviously our gold exploration in Zimbabwe, where we've returned these great results from prospects 2 and 4. At prospect 2, we hit 7 meters at 9.95 grams a ton, and at prospect 4, we hit 2.5 meters at 29 grams a ton. So it looks like we've got a certain open pittable opportunity at prospect 2. We have at the very least an underground high grade at prospect 4, although there's potential for that to turn into an open pit as well. So the gold price is fantastic for us in Zimbabwe. Meanwhile, in Botswana, if we are able to identify a copper mineralizing system, what a fantastic market to make a copper discovery in. We've just seen up the road from us in Botswana on the Kalahari Copper Belt, MMG has just bought the Khoemacau mining for $1.9 billion, Zach. I mean, that as a sort of a benchmark, if we're able even to sell our assets at, let's say, 10% of that value, we're talking a transaction that's worth, you know, in the region of 200 million. And, you know, in this market where there's a huge structural supply deficit in copper, in a stable jurisdiction like Botswana, where there's a long pedigree and history of mining and successful corporate transactions, we've got 7,500 square kilometers in the copper belt. So the drilling is the icing on the cake. It's the final step towards hopefully making a commercial discovery. And if we are able to do that, like I said, what a brilliant market to do that into.
Ben Turney, CEO at Kamango, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.